Welcome to the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're talking about social networking and hypertexting. Are these things dangerous to our health? And
No. We're
talking about this related to the kids.
They're not.
Well, when we talk about hypertexting, we're defining hypertexting as 120 text messages per school day. Okay? That's every day. And when we talk about if you're spending too much time via social networking on Facebook and things like that, we're talking about spending 3 hours per day on those particular sites. And there's a study that recently came out, and that what they found is this was related to teenagers, and this was done by Case Western Reserve School of Medicine. What they found is that 79% are more likely to have tried alcohol. These are the kids that are increased social networking. 69% more likely to be binge drinkers. 62% to have tried cigarettes. 84% to have tried illicit drugs. Lee, we're talking about
what percent? 60.
84.
84.
And we're also talking about 69% are more likely to have had sex. And when it comes to, and this is, this we're looking
are
at.
Are we saying this is bad? I don't understand what the point of this
yes,
is.
Yes, we're saying this is the hyper-networking. We're also talking about the hyper-texting. And in the hyper-texting world, 19.8% were found guilty of hyper-texting.
Why aren't
as
we
opposed
rewarding
to 11.5%.
People for being such good multitaskers?
We're not. We shouldn't be. And the hyper-texting, more than twice as likely to have tried alcohol, 43% likely to be binge drinkers, 40% more likely to have tried cigarettes, 41% more likely to have used illicit drugs.
So this stuff really doesn't cause you to smoke cigarettes.
What's that? What this stuff doesn't cause you?
Right, it seems. Well, relative to the other stuff.
What we can say from this information is that we definitely can say that we do not have a causative relationship. All we're saying is that, you know, if your kid is out there doing a lot of texting, and if they're on the computer a long time, guess what they're not doing?
Their homework.
Or?
Interacting.
Or? Exercising. They're not out exercising. So if they're not out exercising, they're going to get into trouble. You see, exercise keeps kids away from getting into trouble.
That's the conclusion
that the Dr. Fitness came away with this study. That's the way that I see this stuff. You got to get your kids active. Activity keeps kids out of trouble. Bottom line.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.